Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf, which is Psachim Kuf Tesayin. We're three lines from the top. Afal Pishen Charisas Mitzvah. Let's go back to the Mishnah for a moment, which told us that you bring vegetables, you bring matzah, you bring chazeres, and you bring charoises. The Mishnah tells us, although we bring charoises, but you're meant to know that it's not a mitzvah. Says the Gemara, the obvious kasha, v'iloi mitzvah, well, if it's not a mitzvah, mishum ma'i ma'isel, then why do we bring it in the first place? Amar of Ami, as we learned yesterday, mishum kafa, to avert sakana. The chazeres has kafa in it. According to the first Pshan Rashbam, which was an eres, some sort of sharp sap, which can be dangerous. According to the second Pshat, it's describing the worm that can be found in the chazeres, and the charoises will neutralize either the sap or the worm. So the charoises was used as an antidote for the danger inherent in chazeres. So it's not a mitzvah, it's just to keep us safe and sound. And perhaps this was specifically established for the night of Pesach, because although perhaps many people will not be affected by the effects of the chazeres, as long as there's somebody out there that perhaps is sensitive to the chazeres, Chachamim made sure when they established the mitzvahs, when they handed down the mitzvahs and gave us the instructions of how to perform them, that there should be no even chance of danger. And therefore, they will masaken charoises in tandem with the chazeres, so that everybody out there is safe and sound. Continues the Gemara, Amar of Asi, kafa de chasa. How does one neutralize the effect of this kafa in the chasa, in the lettuce? Chama. He's meant to take some radishes, which will neutralize the effect. Kafa de chama. How do you counteract the effect of the kafa inside chama, inside radishes, if one happens to be affected by that? Karati is meant to take some leek, which will neutralize the effect. Kapa de karsi, if one happens to be affected by the kafa found in karsi, in leek, chamimi is meant to ingest hot water, which will counteract the kafa in the karsi. Kapa de kulu, if one happens to be affected, he falls ill on account of the sharpness found, the kulu of all in all vegetables, chamimi is meant to have some hot water, which is the universal solution for all kafa. Says the Gemara, adahachi b'achi, while he's at it, until he gets a hold of the antidote, name achi, he should recite the following chant. Kapa, kapa. He's addressing the kapa. Now, obviously, this is the spiritual property of the kapha ailment, because we know that all illnesses and sicknesses and ailments have two aspects to them. There's the physical aspect, and of course, they represent also a spiritual malady, a spiritual deficiency. So here, while he's going to get the medicine, in the meantime, address the spiritual aspect by saying, Kapa, Kapa, Dechir Nelach, I remember you. Uloshe Bansich and your seven daughters, Ulotamne Kalsich and your eight daughters-in-law. This somehow will neutralize the effect of the Kapha. So according to Tanakhama, the point of the Charesis is to neutralize the possible effect, the negative effect, negative physical effect of the kafa, whether it's the acid found in there or the bugs found in there. Rav Lezer Tzaddik, I'm a mitzvah. He maintains it's actually a mitzvah in the Rabbanon to have charoises. My mitzvah. What's the point of what's the purpose of this mitzvah? What's accomplished by having charoises? Says the Gemara, it's actually meant to perform as a zecher, as a remembrance, to help us re-experience the Mitzrayim experience and the Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we have two approaches. Rav Levi Omar, zecher letapuach. In the charoises, they would also put apples. And this was a zecher, a remembrance to the Neis, how Hashem took care of us. In Mitzrayim, Rashi will bring for us the Noshim Yisraelis would hide under the apple trees and give birth with ease. so that the mitzrim who pursued them would not notice that they had children. So this was the nais that were trying to demonstrate by having the charoses, trying to have a zecher to that, by having crushed apples and having it at the Leila Seder. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, zecher letit. It's actually a zecher for the shibud Mitzrayim. The difficulty that we experience in Mitzrayim, the consistency of charoses resembles mortar, which was part of the shibud Mitzrayim. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the charoses is very much hand in hand with mortar. So when we have the mur, which highlights the shibut, the bitterness of shibut Mitzrayim, we also have the charoses to go along with it, which demonstrates building material used during the shibut. Amar Abaye, Hilkach. Therefore, since we have two approaches, whether it's a zecha for the neis that took place under the apple trees, or zeichel atit, building material, let's cover both bases. Hilchach tzarech l'guhye, we have to use a tart, we have to add tartness to it. So that would be accomplished by putting in apples and perhaps some vinegar. V'tzarech l'smuchay, and we have to make it in a way that it's thick, has a thick consistency, as he explains. L'guhye, we make it somewhat tart, zeichel atapuach, as a remembrance for the apples. V'tzorach l'smuchei, and we make it thick, zecher letit, as a zecher for mortar. Tanik v'asir Rabbi Yochanan, we have a right to Rabbi Yochanan's approach, who holds that the point of charoses is to remember the tit, building material. Tavlin, zecher letavin, we put tavlin spices, the Rambam says we add some licorice, cinnamon, zeichel etevin, because that's stringy and it gives the appearance of straw. Charoses, we have crushed fruit or vegetables, zeichel etit, and that gives the impression of mortar. So we have a right to Rabbi Yochanan's approach, that charoses is meant to resemble the building material used in Mitzrayim. We have long and stringy elements, we have crushed elements, which gives us the impression of mortar and a straw, which was also part of the gzera, right? One of the gzeras was they have to go look for tevin, the koshish kash la tevin. So we have both elements, we have the tevin, we have the tit. Omar Rabbi Loza Rabbi Tzadik, he brought a riot to his shita, that indeed charoses was a mitzvah derabbanon. From the way the vendors in Yerushalayim used to call out, attract customers for their charoses. Kach hayu oimrim tagore charach. The Tagore Charach, the window vendors, Tagore vendors, Charach peeking out of the cracks of the windows, Shibi Shulayim. This is how they would announce and attract their customers. Boyut Lulachem Tavla Mitzvah. Come, purchase some seasoning for your mitzvah, for the Charoises. Apparently, we see that Charoises was a mitzvah midrabban. Let's take a look at the Rashbam. Let's drop down 11 lines in the Rashbam's lines. Mishum Kafa. So according to Tanakhama, the point of charoses was to serve as an antidote to neutralize the kafa, sraf chazeres, the acrid acid, the sap found in the chazeres, kashu varukeres, and it's like poison, and can bring a sakana. Kafa the chasa, the Gemara proceeded to give us some medicinal instructions here. Kafa the chasa, misha achal chazeres v'chol, if one was affected by the kafa and the chazeres, b'shul hakafa, yechal tznoi v'yirapei, he should have some radishes and recover. Kapa de chamakarsi, mishal tznoin v'koshalai, if one was affected by the radish, yechol karti, kreishim should eat, kreishim in the leeks. Chamimi, if one had an ill effect from the kreishim, he should drink hot water. Yishtu mayim cham. Kapa de kula chamimi, eresh al kol yirokais. Chamimi, mayim cham in the full hen. If one fell ill as a result of the errors found in any other vegetable, hot water will serve as a refor. This was Hanakama's approach. Charoses was merely to avert sakana. Whereas according to Rabbi Lezer, it was a mitzvah. And the Gemara tells us two approaches. Either it was zechar l'tapuach, explains the Rashbam, Masecha Soita, Shayyoda Shambinayim B'lei Etzev. The Jewish women would give birth underneath the apple trees without any pain. Shalei Akiru Ben Mitzrim, so that the Mitzrim wouldn't get wind of what's going on. That's the point of the charoset to remember the nes. Rabbi Yochanan says it's to remember the tit, the shibud Mitzrayim, which involved building material, tit and tevin. Abai tells us, okay, let's cover all bases, and that's why it has to be tart and thick. Lusmuchi lichtish by yerokes harbe lishli over. Crush lots of vegetables in there so it gets thick. Actually, Tosfos brings the name of the Yerushalmi that some would make the charoses in a way that it resembles blood, the dam of Mitzrayim, and I guess they would he said they would add some wine, some vinegar, wine perhaps the red wine, which would give it that bloody appearance. He brings from the Ga'inim that the charoses is meant to contain all the fruit mentioned in the Shir Shirim, things which are nimshal to Klal Yisrael. Tachas ha'apoch ha'artich, apples. He brings rimoin, te'ena, tamar, egois, and shkedim, almonds, al shem sheshaka, da gashbach, al haket Hashem, sought to bring the kates as early as possible. Hashem shortened the shibud, as we know, from 400 to 210. So lots of ways of making charoses. Continues the Rashi, we saw this, lichtash v'yirok, v'tzorach l'kuye, and also that needs to be somewhat sour, somewhat tart. La'ata b'tapuchen, to add some apples. This pekiyu, which has this tartness, zech l'tapuch, v'tzorach l'smuch, zech l'tit. So Abai tells us, do it both ways. Have it a little sour and thick, so it gives the zecher l'tapuch and zech l'tit. Tavlin, b'somim shematil mecharis, zech l'tevin. You stick some tavlin, some seasoning, which gives that appearance of straw, of sticks. V'charoses, shekoychim b'yehed, zech l'tit. And we crush the fruit, the vegetable, which gives us zech l'tit. And he brought a rye from Tagore Charach. Says Rashi, what does Charach mean? K'moy meitis min achrakim. This is a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Hashem peeked out, so to speak, from the cracks. Chenvonim hayoishim etzal chan yoseyem, or chaloy neseyem, is it neither? Windows, umaychron, they sell ingredients for the charoses. And that's why he refers to them as tagore charach. They were peeking out of their windows, announcing their wares. Now, it's interesting that he would refer to them as tagore charach. He could have simply said, you know, this is the way they used to sell in Yerushalayim. He refers to them as tagore charach, and the Rashbam refers us to a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Meitis min acharach, perhaps. It's very fitting for the topic at hand. The point of Hashem being Meitzitz ben Acharakim means that although it's dark, it's a hester, Hashem, so to speak, is hiding behind the wall, but Hashem was always peering out and looking out for our good and watching over us, even in Golis, and eventually he is Nisgali, reveals himself and takes us out completely, and that's what happened in Mitzrayim. Hashem peered through the cracks and came and took us out. Tagore Charach Shibishalayim. They saw the charoses. The remez here is, yeah, you're bringing charoses to the table to remember the shibud Mitzrayim and re-experience the bitterness of the bondage of Mitzrayim, the chomer, levenim, the hard work. But it was only a temporary phenomenon. Hashem was constantly, even during the hardship, peering through the charakim, peeking through the walls, through the cracks in the walls, and eventually took us out of Mitzrayim. So this is a chizuk throughout the Deiris. Continues the Mishnah, Mozgoloi Koisheni. Okay, we had the Kois Rishon, which was the Kiddush. Then they served the first portion of vegetables. Now we're holding at the second Kois. Mozgoloi Koisheni. They poured him a second cup, V'kana Ben Shel. Now it's time for the son to ask, what's going on? Another cup before the Suda. Since when do we drink so much wine? Before the Suda. V'kana Ben Shel Aviv. He may dance with Ben. However, if the son is not intelligent enough to initiate this type of question, Aviv Malamdoi, his father will teach him, as we do today, a standard in all schools. The kids come home with the Manishtana. So he asks him, Ma Nishtana Halayla Zemekha Leilis? Why is tonight different than all other nights? Shibachal Leilis on Oichlam Chametz and Matzah. Other nights we don't hesitate to have Chametz and Matzah. Halayla Zekulay Matzah. Now it's strictly Matzah. Shibachal Leilis on Oichlam Shai Rokis. Other nights, we eat anything. We're not makpid specifically on eating marar. Halal is a marar, but tonight we're makpid. We're specifically eating marar. All the nights we have meat in all varieties presented and prepared in all ways. Tzali, roasted, shalak, overcooked, and mavushal, plainly cooked. But tonight, look, what do I see on the table? I see the karm pesach, karm chagiga, it's all roasted. What's going on? All other nights, we don't necessarily dip even once. Tonight, we go and we dip once, and we do it again as part of the Seder procedure. Now the son is done asking his questions, his father will respond in kind, and depending on the intelligence level of that child, that's how the father will respond. In principle, he's going to begin describing our humble beginnings. Begnus, the Gemara says, according to one approach, how our forefathers were. And he concludes by praising Hashem. Look how far we've come. Hashem extracted us from Mitzrayim. Hashem brought us to Him and chose us as His chosen nation. So that's the Siyum B'Shvach. He concludes by thanking Meshabech Hashem. V'dorish, and he's dorish the psukim that we have by the Parsha of Bikurim, Arami Ovid Avi, beginning all the way back from Arami, which was love on the cheat. Ovid Avi tried to destroy our forefather Yaakov, and he continues throughout the whole story. Eventually we came to Mitzrayim. Hashem extricated us from Mitzrayim and brought us to Him and to His Avodah, and look how we are today, of His chosen nation. Achi Yigmer Kula Parsha Kula, until he concludes the entire Parsha. Let's see the Rashbam inside. Notice the wide lines on bottom, seven lines before the wide, we have Masnis. V'kana ben sholos aviv, v'kana ben mezigas kesheni. Now, when we pour the second cup of wine, ha-ben sholos aviv, imuchach, the ben will initiate a question to his father. Manishtana achshav shemoizgin kesheni kadim achila. What's going on? Why are we pouring another kais before the meal? V'rabbeinu kibel, Rashbam brings another pshat, v'rabbeinu kibel mi rabbi, Rabbi Yaakov ben Yaakov. He has another pshat from his Rebbe, the name of Rabbi Yaakov ben Yaakov. V'kein, instead of v'kan with an aleph, remove the aleph, which gives us v'kein, v'chein ha-ben sheol. What does that mean? It is proper now, it's perfect timing for the son to ask. K'moin kein b'nois slavchot. B'nois slavchot came to complain, well, we want to have our father's nachla. And Hashem responded, kein b'nois slavchot doivres ya. Correct. They're speaking correctly. So now, v'chena ben shoyl means this is the proper time to ask the question. This is the appropriate time. While they're pouring the second cup, he says, look, we just poured the second cup before the meal. Now, he'll ask his question. Throughout the year, we dip once, but now we dip twice. The first one was other vegetables, celery and the like. The second tibul involved mara. Of course, this was only bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim hoyishoil king. After the son finished his questions, the son can absorb a lot, give him as much as he could, but otherwise, give it to him only on his level, as much as he can tolerate and understand. Masla b'gnus, then we'll explain exactly what this is. Continues the Gemara. Tana Rabbanu Chacham Bnoi Shoyle. The son is a Chacham. The son will ask the questions. If he made a Chacham, but otherwise, Ishta She'alta. Even his wife can ask him the questions. V'imlav. If that's not an option, Hu Shoyle Atzma. He will ask himself. He starts asking himself and to himself and responds to himself as well. It's better than just stating the fact. It gets him engaged in the topic. We know there are several facets to a person's brain. We know in Sfarim we speak about Chachma part of their brain, the Bina part of their brain, the Das. Chachma is the wisdom, Bina is the depth and the analysis. So a person can speak to himself. It's the Chachma speaking to the Bina responds to the Chachma. You know, somebody was once walking, the Beis Medrash, walking by where Rabbi Yashiv was learning, and he hears his voice, and he's a whole conversation. He figures it must be a Chavrusa going on. He looks inside and he sees one man sitting in the corner of Eliyashim. He used to learn that way. He used to ask the guy, what's the Pshat in the Gemara? Oh, so it must be like, no. So he used to have a whole conversation with the Chavetz Chaim. They say when he was sitting with Ad HaChavrusa, that's exactly how he would learn. He would analyze the Gemara, all the arguments back and forth, and you would think He was actually talking to somebody. So the Gedolim would develop their minds. They have the ability to sit on their own as though they're conversing with somebody else. So in this case, there's nobody around. He should present the questions to himself, and that will intrigue and that would trigger his thought process and get him involved in the Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim. Continues the Gemara, Afilo Shnei Tamid Rachamim. Even if you have two Tamid Rachamim sitting, Shiyoidin Bilchas HaPesach, they're fully proficient with the concept of Pesach. Shon Zel Zeh, they should ask each other, Manashtana Lala Zeh, Mikol Halilus. Continues the Gemara, Shabcha Halilus, Ono Matbilim HaMachas. Throughout the year, we dip once, Halala Zeh, Shteib Omen, tonight, we do it twice. Maskev L'Rah, he says, I don't understand. Atu kol yoima. The Mishnah sounds like you have to dip. On a regular night, you dip once, you have to dip once. Atu kol yoima, is that true that every day, every other day, it's not enough to you'll dip even once? Meaning, is it an obligation? Are you required to dip throughout the year? That's not so. So the words in the Mishnah seem a bit misleading. It sounds like you have to dip once on an ordinary night. That's not the case. Elamar Rava, Hachiton, this is how we're meant to present the Shaila in the Mishnah. Shebechol Aleilois, Einonu Chayom Latab, Afilu Pamechus. Throughout the year, there is no Chiyav, even to dip once. Halayla Zeh, however, Shteibam, we have to dip twice. Maskev L'Rav Pap, he asked, what do you mean tonight we have to dip twice? Chiyuva L'Dardaki. That's called an obligation when you're just doing it L'Dardaki for the youngsters. So the kids will be intrigued and this is going to pique their interest. That's not called a chiv. We do it, but it wouldn't be in place to say that tonight we have a chiv to dip twice. If the point of the double dip is for the kids. Elam Rav Safra, rather, Hachitani, this is how we're meant to present the Manishtan. All other nights, Einonu Matbilin, Afilu Pamechas. Throughout the year, there isn't even a need. There's no need to even do it once. However, tonight, we are meant to do it twice. Although it's not a chiyav, but that's standard procedure. Chacham will masak and do it twice. But the tinoikos. And that's what he meant, shtei pam. Continues the Gemara, maschel begnus, umasai mishvach. So when he responds to the kid, he begins describing our lowly beginnings and concludes with shvach. My begnus, what do we mean? The maschel begnus, what type of gnus? Rav Omar, mitchila oivdei avodos kochavim, avodos gelulim hayavaseinu, referring to our lowly spiritual beginnings. Initially, our forefathers, Terach, and further up, were oivdei avodos zara, and then Avraham came about, and Yitzchak and Yaakov, and turned the tide. And look who we are today, Hashem's chosen people. Ushmul Amar, referring to the Shibud Mitzrayim. Avadim Hayinu, we were enslaved by Mitzrayim, and then Hashem took us out, and look where we stand today. Omale Rav Nachman L'Doru Avdi. Rav Nachman turned to his Eved, whose name was Doru. He wanted to make a live demonstration of the Manishtanim. And he asked him as follows. I have a question for you. Avda Demapikli, Murray L'Chirus. If you have an Eved, whose master, Murray, is mapikle lechirus. His master sets him free. V'yovali kaspa dahava. Not only does he let him go, but he loads him up with kaspa, silver, dahava, and gold. My boy l'meimerle. How's the Eved meant to respond to his master? It was like a chashverish with Haman, a person who finds favor in the king's eyes. What are we meant to do with him? Perhaps the Eved thought that he was seeking his input for himself. Oh, so Eved says, wow, that's amazing. If that would happen, Amar Lei, boy, loy do ye. Certainly the Eved has to thank L'Shvuchi and praise his master. Oh, Amar Lei, so Nachum said, and some take out the next four words, Pasach v'Amar avadim ayinu. Some take out from Amar Lei to Pasach. So what happened? When Rav Nachman heard this response, Pasach v'Amar. Oh, he began, avadim ayinu. We can skip the Manishtana ceremony. We have it right in front of us. We had a question. What do we do when an Eved is set free and given riches? And he responded, yes, a thank to Shabbat. Oh, now let's get down to business. That's exactly what happened to us. Avodim Ayinu. And he went on describe the whole process of Shibut. We were Avodim, and this is what happened to us. Hashem set us free. Hashem was Meshachar us and gave us riches, gold and silver, whether gold and silver in a physical sense, from Mitzrayim, the Rechush Gadol, or in the spiritual sense, the gold and silver, which is a remez to spiritual Madregas. And that explains why we celebrate tonight. Continues the Gemara. Rabban Gamliel Omer, he used to say like this. Now we're going to proceed with the Haggadah. Kol Shalei Omar. Shloisha Dvarim Il BePesach. If one fails to elaborate on the following three topics on the night of Pesach, Lo Yotzei Dechavosai, he hadn't really, really fully fulfilled his obligation. The Ran says it doesn't mean he wasn't Yotzei, it means Lechatchila, preferably. He's meant to get into discussion regarding these three things and describe them in depth. Ve'elu Hein was speaking on the following three things. Pesach, Matzah, Mar, to explain the background and the meaning behind these three mitzvahs, to come Pesach, why we eat Matzah, and why we eat Mar. Pesach, why do we have Pesach? Al Shem Shepasach HaMokayim, Al Botay Avoseinu Mitzrayim, because Hashem skipped over the homes of our Avos in Mitzrayim. This was during Makas Bechoyres. And we were saved. Shenema v'amartem zevach Pesach ul Hashem, asher Pesach. Although we know from Midrashim that Klal Yisrael was very deeply embedded in the tomb of Mitzrayim, still Hashem had machmanos on it. He skipped over us. Gemara says it's because of the schusim that we had, the dam Pesach, dam Mila, which Hashem provided for us to protect us. And Hashem skipped over the Botei Aviseinu, and that's why we do Pesach. Pesach means to skip. Matzah, what's the point of matzah? Alshum Shenigul Avoseinu Mitzrayim, due to the fact that our Avos were redeemed from Mitzrayim, Shenema Vayoyfus HaBotzek Asher Yitzim Mitzrayim. There's another Gersa on the side who says that we eat this matzah zu because Lehispik Betzekah Mishal Avoseinu LaHachmetz, the dough of our Avos didn't have a chance to become chametz. They left in such a hurry. At Shenigul Alem HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Golam Miyad, because Hashem was going to them immediately. It was such a hasty procedure. Shenema v'yevus habotzek, as we have in our Mishnah. So they went out in such a hurry that the dough on their backs dried up so quickly, there was no time. It turned into matzah, and that's why we have matzah today. Now the Masha asks an obvious kasha. We know from the Pesukim that Klal Yisrael already had a mitzvah of eating matzah before they left Mitzrayim. Right? When did this happen? This pasuk describing the botzek, which could not turn into chametz due to the hastiness, that happened much later, when they were on the way out of Mitzrayim. Right? It happened in the morning. But they had already eaten the Karban Pesach the night before with matzah. So why did they eat the matzah? It was still before the event. So Mashal says perhaps there are two aspects to matzah. There's the matzah which has a positive effect on a person. It's like the menachos, it's mekadosh the person. And that was the matzah that they ate with the Karban Pesach. And that corresponds to the mitzvah's matzah. We know there are two aspects to matzah. We have the mitzvah of matzah. We have to eat the chiv on that first night, be'erev tochel matzahs. Whereas throughout the rest of Pesach, there's no chiv to eat matzah. You just have to keep away from chametz. Says the Marsha, perhaps there are two aspects here. The mitzvah of matzah, which they ate the night of Pesach, that was the positive element of the matzah, to mekadosh, to metar them. Whereas the matzah that we eat throughout Pesach, that's simply to avoid interacting with the Eitz Hara. We know that chametz, the chimutz aspect within the dough, the Gemara Brachos tells us, is the Eitz Hara. And throughout the rest of Pesach, although there's no chiv to eat matzah, we want to keep away from the Eitz Hara. And that corresponds to the second part of the matzah, which actually was a result of the circumstance, because they left in a hurry and the dough on their backs turned into matzah. Now, it's interesting that Beis HaLevi presents it as follows. He says, how does this work if the whole point of matzah is merely circumstantial because they left in a hurry, no time to make the chametz? Then he asks the kasha, why was there a mitzvah before they left, they were going to eat matzah with the Karban Pesach? And we find that way before that, Avraham Avinu. Right? The Chazal say he had matzah because it was Pesach. What do we see? That the concept of matzah predated the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim event. How do we understand this? So, but Salevi's approach is as follows. He says he meant to know that a mitzvah is not just a product of circumstances down here in this world, not just a result of some events that took place here. Although the pasuk says that the matzah was generated due to the hurried exodus, but matzah is a mitzvah, and he explains that a mitzvah is really purely a spiritual mitzias entity. It's connecting to a higher realm. As the Rechaim Vital brings that there are 613 mitzvahs, which are emanations from Hashem, giving us the opportunity to connect our 613 limbs, to imbue them with 613 lights of Kedusha. So each aspect, each mitzvah, is an opportunity for Dveikus B'Hashem, which precedes the events in this world. Says the Beis HaLevi, Hashem wanted us to have that opportunity. He granted us the privilege of connecting with Him through this matzah experience, which is freeing ourselves from the Yetzirah's grip, etc., like the Marsha explained. And that preceded the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Just the opposite. The reason why, circumstantially, there was matzah Mitzrayim was because Hashem wanted to afford us the opportunity to eat matzah, to experience that purity. And the concept really predates and precedes Yetzias Mitzrayim. Avraham Avinu had matzahs on Pesach. The concept was there before that. So according to Beis HaLevi, the events that took place upon leaving Mitzrayim, the fact that it left in a hurry, which created a circumstance in which the matzah was produced, was all orchestrated by Hashem to bring about that result. So they experienced the purity of being without the Yitzhara, having the matzah without the chimutz. And indeed, the mitzvah of matzah really preceded that, and that's why they had the mitzvah the previous night, before they left Mitzrayim. So they experienced the matzah experience. If so, it's all tied together. The concept of matzah, which predates Mitzrayim, Avraham Avinu's matzah, and the matzah that they were told to eat the night of Pesach with the Korban Pesach, before they left Mitzrayim. And the fact that they left in a hurry, in which case they experienced that purity, and the matzah, the dough did not turn into chametz. It's all really tied together based on the same concept of Hashem giving us the opportunity to experience that the dveikus, the kedusha, the tahara of the matzah, the purity of having a life without the Yetzirah. Now it's interesting, the Gemara says we have matzah because they left in a hurry and they could not turn into chametz. Now, the kasha is, we learned this earlier in the Masechta, that even a Mitzrayim, there was an is of chametz. So why would they make chametz? So the Ran says, I noticed this yesterday, the Ran says that the Isser of chametz in Mitzrayim was strictly Isser Achila. They couldn't eat chametz on that first day, the first night and the first day. But, and afterwards they could eat it. But Bal Yiro, Bal Yimotzeh, did not apply in Mitzrayim, so you can have chametz in your possession. Therefore, says the Ran, if they would have had a bit more time, they would have turned their dough into chametz, hold on to it for the next day. So the fact that they were rushed out in a hurry didn't afford them the opportunity to make their chametz, and they had matzah, and that is the catalyst for the matzah today. Matzah zu asher shnigla v'sein in Mitzrayim, they rushed out of Mitzrayim in a hurry, and Hashem extracted them from the grips of the Yetzer Hara, and that's the underlying principle and concept behind Achilas Matzah. Continues the Mishnah, Morer, why do we have Morer? Al Shum Shemeru HaMitzrim Eschaya V'Sein Mitzrayim, because the Mitzrim embittered the lives of our Abbas Mitzrayim. Shenemar V'Yemoreru Eschayayim V'Vaydekasha V'Chayim Rulveinim. Then Rashah goes into a lengthy explanation. Why? Well, what's so significant in this whole presentation, why do we have to go and express the reasons behind Pesach Matzah Mar to the extent that Rambam Gamliel says, if you haven't said it, you want Yetzi Dechavase? So he says, Pesach at night, we have to experience it. We have to express it with words. And specifically, describe and elaborate upon the meaning of the Pesach Matzah Mar. And he says that in Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael were embedded with Tumah as well. They were so integrated in the lifestyle of Mitzrayim. So the point of Pesach Matzah Mar was to extract us from that grip. He explains Pesach was the shechting of the animal, which was used as a Yitzhara, as a Avodah Zarah. It was worshipped. The Teleh was worshipped by the Mitzrim. Hashem instructs us, Mishchu Tchu Ukhu, pull yourself away from the Avodah Zarah, take the Teleh and shecht it. Take the lamb and use it as a carbon and eat it. Ingest it. Instead of you serving, you worshipping the Avodah Zarah, shecht it and eat it and elevate it to avoid this Hashem. So that's why we express that with words. We speak about it. Pesach, Al Shum, Shabbat. We get into the whole discussion. Matzah. We also verbalize it. Matzah is the connection, the opposite of the chametz, which contains the element of the Yetzirah. So they were gripped by the Yetzirah Mitzrayim, gripped by the Tumah of Mitzrayim. Matzah frees us from that experience. That's why we express it in words. Matzah is why we eat it. We go through it. We elaborate on it to free ourselves from that effect. Marar, the bitterness which was experienced by being subservient to the Shibut and the Tumas Mitzrayim. So again, we describe it, we elaborate on it, and we free ourselves from that Shibut Mitzrayim. That's why Mashiach says it's so crucial and fundamental to go into discussion, verbalize it, experience it, and free ourselves from the grip of the Koiches HaTuma that we experience in Mitzrayim. Continues the Mishnah, B'chol Dor V'Dor, throughout every door, chayiv adam lirois, or as the Rambam has a girsa, laharois es atzmai. One has to show, has to demonstrate on himself, kilu hu yotzim Mitzrayim, as though he himself went out of Mitzrayim. How's that? Some farshim explain, because all neshamas of Yisrael were there in Mitzrayim. Others explain, based on the Ramchal and the Derech Hashem, that, you know, the year is called Shana. The Farshim explains, the Maral explains, Shana is Lashon Shoyne, it repeats itself. It's a cycle that repeats itself year after year. What does that mean? There's really one unit called a year, and that repeats itself. History repeats itself. And we go through the same elements, the same aspects of creation every year. Whether physical, all the seasons, spiritual, the different events, Yomim Tovim, and we experience them year after year. For instance, on Rosh Hashanah, we have the Yom HaDin, year after year. On Shavuos, we re-experience the acceptance of Torah, Matan Torah. And we reconnect to that event. On Pesach, a person re-experiences the Shibud and Geula of Mitzrayim, although not in a physical sense, but in a spiritual sense. We're freed, we rise above the grip of the Yetzirah. We become free in spirit. We're given that Tziyat, the Shmaya, to rise to great heights. That's why it makes sense that every year we have to show it on ourselves. We have to demonstrate. Kilu hu yotzim Mitzrayim. Every person has that Yetzias Mitzrayim experience. Shenemar, we find this in the pasuk. Vigadol bencha b'yom ha'uleimar. So what are you going to convey to your son? Barbuze asa Hashem li b'tzeisi mi Mitzrayim. Hashem li to me when I went out of Mitzrayim. So you see, it's a personal thing. No. So once you leave Mitzrayim, what do? You thank Hashem. Lefichach anachnu chayovim. That's why it's incumbent upon us, lahoidois, to thank, lahalel, lashabech, to praise, all different lashoinis of thanking and praising, lafor, leroimim, lahader, levorech, to be mevorech, to bench, laale, lakales, to Hashem, lemi she'osa laveseinu v'lonu, to Hashem, to the one that did for our avos and to us, and for us, eis kol anisim ha'elu, all these miracles. Hoitzi anu mi avdas lecheres, and again we describe the process of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hoitzi anu mi avdas lecheres, Hashem took us out from bondage to freedom, mi yogin l'simcha, from sorrow to joy, mi evil yomtiv, from morning to yomtiv, ma fil ergodol, from darkness to a great light, umi shibud de gula, from subservience to gula, v'noimar lefonov, Halleluka, that's why we proceed with Hallel. We don't say the entire Hallel, just the first portion. Until what point? Until where will he say? Only the first capital, the first section, Ad Eva Banim Smecha, which is the first parak. Which means, we include the second portion of B'tzeis Yisrael, we say the first two portions. And we conclude the Haggadah with the bracha of Geula. How do we describe that bracha? We have two approaches, Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Tarfon, I mean, we say Baruch Atah Hashem, right? Asher Goalonu, V'Goal Es HaMaseinu, Mitzrayim Hashem was Goal us and our parents. And there's a gears on the side which adds V'Gionu HaLayla Zem, Hashem allowed us to reach this night L'Echo B'Matzah Murr, we have the opportunity to have Matzah Murr. And the Mishnah continues, V'Lo Yochosim, but we don't have a conclusion, a concluding bracha. We don't end Baruch Atah Hashem, Gal Yisrael, because according to Rabbi Tarfon, it's relatively short bracha. It's like a Berachas HaPeres, Berachas HaMitzvah. We learned this earlier in the Perek, that when it's a short bracha, a one-themed bracha, then the psicha, the initiation, which is Baruch Atah, applies throughout the entire bracha, and there's no need to conclude with another bracha. That's Rabbi Tarfon's approach. Rabbi Kiva Omer, he maintains it's actually a lengthy bracha. In addition to thanking Hashem for the past, we also add a bakasha for the future, a tefillah. Now, it's a double-themed bracha, and we need a conclusion. Kiva Omer, he will add as follows, Kein Hashem Elokeinu, Elokei Aviseinu, just as you have done nisan for us in the past, so too Hashem, Yagi'enu, L'moy Adam, L'gor L'macherim Hashem, allow us to reach other Yamim Tovim, Habayim L'kriseinu Sholem, which we will encounter in peace. Smeichem b'binei nirecha. Let us experience the simcha through the rebuilding of your city, Yerushalayim, musasim of v'desecha, and joyous in your service. V'noichal sham min hapsachim o min hazvachim, or as Tosis has the girsa, first min hazvachim and then min hapsachim, because zavachir corresponds to the chagiga, which was eaten before the Karban Pesach. Right, the Pesach was eaten ala soiva, one already partially full. So the correct order is v'noichal sham, we'll eat over there min hazvachim o min hapsachim. But in the Haggadahs, it says on Matzah Shabbos, he meant to do it the other way. Min ha-psachim, and then min ha-zvachim. Why? Perhaps because Pesach that falls out on Matzah Shabbos doesn't have a Karban. There's no Karban Chagiga. It's not meant to bring a Chagiga on Shabbos. So first you'll have the Pesach, and the zvachim apparently is a reference to the Chagiga which will come on Yom Tov later on. The Chagiga is Tezvav. That's why first it's Pesach, and then Zevach. And v'chulu indicates that there's more here. The Rosh actually brings the other missing part. So we're going to eat the karbonis, asher yagia domam al kir mizbach hachal rotzim, whose dam will be applied on the mizbeach, v'noide lecha shir chadosh, and then we will thank you with a new song. Once we've arrived to the gula, al gula seinu, v'apadus nafshenu, and conclude, baruch atah Hashem, ad baruch atah Hashem, gal Yisrael. So according to Rabbi Akiva, since it's a lengthy bracha, which has two aspects, there is thanking for the past and also asking for the future, a long bracha can't suffice with the opening baruch atah. You need another bracha at the end. So you have a bracha on either side, and it's completely wrapped with a reference to bracha. Omar Rav Tzorach Sheyayman, V'yisson Hoytzi Misham. During that God, you meant to add this pasuk, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim as well, as we mentioned in the Mishnah, because we ourselves experienced the Geulas Mitzrayim. Amar Rav, when we describe those three mitzvahs, Pesach, Matzah, Mar, it's not just a proclamation. It's meant to be a hands-on experience. Matzah, when you say Matzah, Matzah Zu, Tzorech L'Hagbiyah, you meant to pick up the Matzah and say, this Matzah, show and tell. Pesach at night, it's a very hands-on night. We have to experience the Matzah, relive it. Pick it up, show it to everybody. Rashbam says it adds chavivos to the mitzvah. They all take part. They see it. They're involved. Umorer tzorach lagbia. Similarly, when it comes to the mar, you say morer zu. You pick it up and you explain the background. However, basar, we know that bezman hazeh you have some cooked meat in the ka'ara. So when we get to Pesach, we can't say Pesach zu. It's incorrect. This is not the Pesach. Basar in tzorach lagbia. There's no need to pick it up because you're not saying. You don't point to it and saying Pesach Zu. There's no point in picking it up. But not only that, we'll discourage you from picking it up. Perhaps if you'll pick it up, it will appear like this is a carbon. People will think, well, he was magdish it beforehand, and he's going to eat a kerchief outside the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, when it comes to the Pesach, we don't say Pesach Zu, and we don't pick it up. Omar of Achabar Yaakov, Suma, a blind man, Potter Miloimar Haggadah, he's exempt from the Haggadah. Why? Ksiv HaChabavur Zeh. By the Haggadah it says, Bavur Zeh, Vigato Lebidcha Bayem Uleimar, Bavur Zeh, Osa Hashem Li Betzeisim Mitzrayim. And he's pointing to the he's referencing the matzah. The point of the Haggadah is to explain the background of Zeh, of what's lying in front of him. The matzah, the maror. And he's explaining, look, this is why I'm eating this matzah and the maror. All because of the fact that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. And in fact, that's why Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, so we can have the matzah maror. It goes both ways. In any case, he has to relate to what's sitting in front of him. It has to be visible to him. If he's a suma, he can't experience it. And therefore, he's pater from the Haggadah, which is so closely linked to the matzah and the maror. Ksivach bavur zeh. Over here it says the word bavur zeh. Ksiv hasam. This is by the Ben Sur and Meir. Beneinu zeh. The parents bring him to Bezdin. They bring their rebellious child and they say, Beneinu zeh. The fact that it says zeh as opposed to just Beneinu, who? He's our child. What does that indicate? Mala halam prata suma. Just as over there, a suma is excluded. The parents can't see. They can't point and say, Beneinu zeh. And a suma is excluded. Afkan here as well, when it says, Bavur zeh prat l'sumen, we exclude a blind person. Eini says, the Gemara, is that so, that a suma is pater? Va'amar Merema. Merema told us like this. Shiltinu l'rabbonon, I asked the Rabbonon who were guests, the Veda of Yosef, and the Homer of Yosef, on Pesach at night. Man de Omar agada to Veda of Yosef. Who was the one who said the agada on behalf of all the guests in the Homer of Yosef? Who was it? Omar of Yosef. They responded, it was actually of Yosef. And Rav Yosef, as we know, was blind. Furthermore, Man the Omar Agad to Beir of Sheshes. Who was the one who said the Agada on behalf of everybody in the Omar of Sheshes? Omar, they said, Rav Sheshes. It was Rav Sheshes actually who said it. And we know that Rav Sheshes also was blind. Apparently, a blind man is Chayev Min HaTorah in the Agada, because otherwise, how could Rav Sheshes have said the Agada on behalf of all the participants? If he's Potter Min HaTorah, he can't exempt them, he can be Moitzi them. They're chayiv ben atorah, he's not. There's a kasha on Rav Acha bar Yaakov who says that the chiv of Haggadah is linked with the Pesach being visible. It says the Gemara Kasavri, Rabbonon, the Rabbonim in the Beir Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes, they held differently than Rav Acha. They held matzah b'zman hazeh the Rabbonon. Nowadays, the entire chiv of eating matzah is not Matan Torah, because when there's no carbon Pesach, you don't have no chiv of matzah. That's one opinion mentioned later in the Gemara. They're so contingent upon each other. So if you have no Pesach, you have no matzah. The only chiv of matzah is only with the Rabbanon. Okay, so the chiv is Matan Zeh of matzah is the Rabbanon, and the Haggadah, as we mentioned, is so closely related to matzah. When you have matzah, you have Haggadah, because they're interdependent. So if Bizman Hazeh, there's only a chiv d'rabbanon of matzah, likewise, there's only a chiv d'rabbanon to say the Haggadah. Okay. So, there's nobody that's chayiv in Haggadah min HaTorah today. And that's why Rav Yosef, despite the fact that he was blind, and he couldn't see that matzah, he can still say the Haggadah, because although he's exempt min HaTorah, but he can still say it, he's chayiv in d'rabbanon, and therefore he could be mitzi all the guests around this table. Says the Gemara, Mechlal de Rav Acha bar Yaakov Sover. Does this mean Rav Acha bar Yaakov tells us that a Summa cannot be mighty others with the Haggadah? He holds that even nowadays, Sover Matzah b'zman hazeh d'oraisa, that Matzah is not dependent on Pesach. Even when you have no Pesach, you chayiv in Matzah min HaTorah. And if that's the case, then you're fully experiencing the Matzah min HaTorah, and the Haggadah, which is linked to Matzah, is also chayiv min HaTorah. And that's why Rav Acha tells us a suma who cannot experience the matzah does not have a chiv of Haggadah min HaTorah, and therefore he cannot be mighty others today. Again, Rav Acha b'Yaakov holds that matzah today is min HaTorah. Your typical fellow is chayiv in Haggadah and matzah min HaTorah, because the two go hand in hand. And therefore Rav Acha holds that a suma who can't experience the matzah, he can't see it, can't visualize, he's not chayiv in Haggadah. And that's why he cannot be Maitzi somebody else. Is that true? Is that the Pshat of Acha? That explains why he holds his Summa cannot be Maitzi. But Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes held differently. They held that Matzav is Maizer. They're the Rabbanon, and therefore that God is the Rabbanon, and therefore a blind man can be Maitzi. Is that the Pshat? That's not true. Why? For Rav Acha bar Yaakov, who the Amar? Matzav is Maizer, the Rabbanon. He himself, Rav Acha bar Yaakov himself told us that Matzav nowadays is only the Rabbanon. If it's only the Rabbanon, then the Haggadah is also the Rabbanon. So why can't a blind man be Maitzi others? Although he can't experience the Matzah, he's Patur min HaTorah, he's Chayav in the Rabbanon, he can Maitzi everybody else, who's also only Chayav in the Rabbanon. And says the Gemara, because Rav Acha bar Yaakov holds, although Bizman HaZeh it's only the Rabbanon, but whenever the Rabbanon fashioned a Takana, it mirrored the way it was fulfilled min HaTorah. They didn't create their new Chiyuvim. Called the Tikkun Rabbanon, whenever Chacham was masakin something, gained the Raisa Tikkun. It was established in a way that resembles the Deiraisa. And since when the Beis Hamikdash was around, and the Haggadah was Min HaTorah, because Matzah was Min HaTorah, right? He had the Pesach, he had the Matzah, he had the Haggadah. Since at that point, a Summa, since he can't experience, he can't see the Matzah, would be Pata from Haggadah. Likewise, even nowadays, where everything's only the Rabbanon, it has the same guidelines. And therefore, a Summa, since he would be Pater in the time of Beis HaMidlash, he's Pater nowadays too, and he cannot go ahead and be Moitzi others, even though their Chiv is also Midr Rabbanon. But he's different, because he would not have a Chiv even in the time of Beis HaMidlash. They didn't go and create a new Chiv for a Summa. Everybody else has to maintain their Matzah and their Haggadah. But this Summa, who was never included in Haggadah in the first place, even in time of Beis HaMikdash, is Pata today. And that explains where Rav Acha bar Yaakov holds, that he can't be Moitzi others. Says the Gemara, so what does Rav Sheshes hold? So what does Rav Yosef hold? That Rav Sheshes is Rav Yosef Nambi, according to them as well. Havadai certainly want to apply this formula, called the Tikkun Rabbanon, Kein Deraisa Tikkun. A Tikkun Rabbanon is meant to correspond to the same guidelines as the Din Torah. So how can a Summa be Maitzi others, even nowadays? Says, well, you're right. They didn't hold of this concept. Or Rav Acha bar Yaakov, who closely links reciting of the Haggadah with seeing the Matzah in front of you. How can you compare Haggadah and Matzah to the Ben Sura Ramayr? Yeah, over there. The person could have just said, "Bineinu, he's our child." Uksiv bineinu ze. Pasuk uses the term ze. What is ze coming to say? Shma mina prat l'sumno da'asa. Apparently, ze means they're pointing. Look, this is the child. We see him. We recognize him. Prat l'sumno da'asa is coming to exclude blind people. Yeah, it's over there. But here, avalacha. Here by bavur ze by the matzah. Ila bavur ze. My lichtav, what then should the pasuk have said if not bavur zeh? There's a reason why the pasuk says it. Ella, rather the meaning is very simple. Bavur matzu maru da'asa. The pasuk is simply telling us how the father speaks to his child. You know, I want to tell you something. Bavur zeh, why am I eating this? Because I was taken out of Mitzrayim. Why did Hashem take us out of Mitzrayim? Bavur zeh. So you can connect to him spiritually through mitzvahs, through matzu maru. There's a reason why the pasuk says that. It's not to indicate that he has to actually see it. If he knows it's there, that's enough. So according to Rav bar Yaakov, zeh means you have to point at it and say, this is it, you have to see it. Therefore, a Summa is Pater. Whereas according to Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef, no. It's not crucial to actually have to see it. As long as it's there. And you can explain yourself. Yeah, what we're doing tonight is very much connected to what's before us, the Matzah Marah. You don't have to actually see it, and therefore Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes, despite the fact that they were blind, they said the Haggadah on behalf of all participants. In time for a brief chazara, we discussed the two reasons for charoses, to avert danger, to remember the tapuach, the nes, the mitzrayim, or the building material. We discussed the manishtana, we discussed maschal begnus, our lowly beginnings, and the fact that we arrive at such great heights. That's why we're Meshabeach to Hashem. We discussed explaining the reason of Pesach Matzah Maror. We discussed that Yitzias Mitzrayim is personal. We discussed the Beis HaLevi. It's not that because we went out of Mitzrayim we have matzah, but rather because Hashem wanted the mitzvah of matzah for us. He took us out of Mitzrayim and created that circumstance. We learned about the thanking of Hashem, the Gal Yisrael, the fact that you pick up the matzah, the Maror, not the Pesach, and a Sumah. Going to one sheet is Chayiv, going to the other is Pater. That's Lacharabah.